Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So our healthcare workers, our doctors, our nurses, our respiratory therapists, our techs, our custodians, our front desk, back office, supervisors, our healthcare workers put themselves at risk all the time. Our first responders, our paramedics, our cops, our firefighters, EMTs, and we don't really give them too easy a time in the media. And the latest headline has suggested that during a survey conducted by the CDC, that 21% of the healthcare workers are pretty likely they're going to get the vaccine. I think they're committed. 21%, I believe, even though they said very likely, I think we got 21% committed to take the COVID vaccine. 37% were, nah, not likely. There's been some discussion. Some people are not too happy about that. They want to know that their healthcare workers are getting the vaccine. I'd like to know also, do the custodians, do the non-nurses and doctors get the vaccine too? I mean, when you're doing healthcare workers, I believe anybody in the hospital should be getting that. If they want to get the vaccine, should be able to. So I hope when they say healthcare workers and frontline workers, I hope they include all hospital staff. I mean, those that work in the kitchen, all that. I think anybody within a hospital or medical center setting counts. So I really hope they're specifying that. But, I mean, it takes a team to run a hospital. And so when we heard that, and this is coming from the CDC, so this isn't coming from, you know, a junket or a political magazine. All right, you know, the CDC wants to know, okay, so if we have the vaccine, and when we do, are you going to get it? Well, they need to figure out the numbers. Doesn't really make a lot of sense with the Pfizer vaccine. The Pfizer vaccine, by the way, has gotten approved in the UK. The U.S. isn't really meeting until the 10th to decide. We still got another 8 days to go to decide if we're going to use it. But the UK is like, we're on it. And the UK is going to use the Pfizer vaccine. Remember, the Pfizer vaccine can't really live in the fridge longer than a few days. Pfizer vaccine is the one that has to be, you know, negative 70 degrees Fahrenheit. That's the one that's going to take a lot of choreography to distribute and to make sure it remains cold and viable and what it needs to do to, in order to be a working and effective vaccine. So as we're putting healthcare workers and first line workers, and like I said, I hope we're including custodians and all the administrative staff and whoever's in that hospital setting functioning, while we're putting them first, CDC wants to know, all right, so, you know, how many are we anticipating? Let's get a count. And when you hear 21% say I'm on board, 37% go, nah. And then kind of the rest are, well, that starts to kind of change the landscape of what we're trying to do with the vaccine. There's been some discussion that hospitals should mandatorily vaccinate somebody for COVID. I'm not going to support mandatory anything for our healthcare workers. I think they deserve as much choice as they need to get through. If it appears that many people are kind of a little concerned at the speed at which the vaccine came out, I'm not worried about the speed. The speed doesn't bother me. I worry about what's being released in terms of efficacy. I worry a little bit more about the transparency, but I expected we would have a vaccine by the fall, easily by the winter. That doesn't shock me. My skepticism with the vaccine is it going to confer long-term immunity? How many months does it confirm immunity? 3 months? 6 months? That's where, to me, the speed is more of an issue. Not that I think they did it half-assed. It's that, you know, you're going to have me take a shot. You're going to have me take two shots. I'm going to allow something to be injected into my body. But am I going to have to do that every 3 months? Am I going to have to do it every 6 months? If it's not going to confer, you know, long-term immunity, and I'm going to kind of feel crappy, you know, do we want to wait till we have a better vaccine? Personally, because of the mess and because we have people dying in the hospitals and all that, the sooner we get a vaccine, the better. But a lot of healthcare workers, they're, you know, they're like, look, I've been doing this for 9 months. I've been feeling fine. Somebody else could have my shot. So I am not going to support forcing hospital workers to roll up their sleeves if they don't want to. I'm pro-vaccine. I support our childhood vaccination system. I think vaccines are necessary. Polio scares the hell out of me. Tetanus killed one of my family members. I take tetanus seriously. I've seen what hepatitis does to people. I am for vaccines. I don't like shingles. I'm for the shingles vaccine. I'm definitely for the pneumonia vaccine. I'm for the flu vaccine. But I get that there are some people that have side effects. There are some people that react to it. And, if somebody does not want something injected into their body, I think that is their constitutional right. That's just me. That being said, what do? If we don't have the healthcare workers on board with vaccination, where do we go with herd immunity? That's what we keep on, you know, herd immunity. Right? In order for us to end this thing, this is what we're being told, we need everybody in the herd, as many as possible, to have that vaccine and be able to deflect the virus. So those in the center of the herd that are more vulnerable, the little baby babas, they get protection because the virus is like, well, we can't come here. All these people are protected. When your healthcare workers are like, I'll pass, this is kind of why we have the flu issue every year. We have anywhere from 20 to 80,000 people die each year of the flu. Why? Because people aren't on board with the vaccine. Half the country does not want to get the flu vaccine. I support the vaccine. I tell people to get the flu vaccine. But, you know, people, they say they feel sick. They don't want it. They don't trust it. So when I keep hearing we're going to have herd immunity, I don't really think that's a reality. I don't predict that we're going to have ever herd immunity from this. Unless, unfortunately, we see the government decide to do very, very, you know, very draconian sort of measures. I just foresee that this virus will get tired, burn out, mutate out. I just don't really see herd immunity when you just don't have people on board with the vaccine. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Back on Dr. Dolly's Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel's work on the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I know we have some of your questions. One I want to address. Apparently the story broke about a week or two ago, where Chinese scientists said COVID started in Italy. It's not China's fault, it's Italy's fault. And I'm like, really? You're going to mess with the Italians? No, no. All right, they're not going to take any crap, no. And then, a couple days later, they go, nope, it was India. It's India's fault we have the COVID-19 virus. And I'm like, okay, where the hell are they coming up with this? What is going on? Well, what they're doing is they're starting to find evidence that COVID didn't start December 28th or whatever, you know, in America or in China. And they're starting to realize that it wasn't a woman who decided to eat a bat in the middle of a fish market like we were originally pitched. And so we are being told that COVID antibodies have been positive in patients as far back as September 3rd. Now, a big question one of you had is, wait a second, how did they have the antibody test? They didn't. They weren't testing for COVID back in September, not that we know of. But you're going to hear these cases in parts of Italy. I think Lombardy, did I pronounce that right? Like the Lombardy Trophy, except there's a Y. Venata, I don't have my glasses on, so I'm Milan. But apparently, Veneto, Italy. Apparently there was a study carried out by the National Cancer Cancer Institute of Milan, found coronavirus antibodies in 111 people out of 959 blood samples. So you see what they did? They had old blood samples. And they were like, for poops and giggles, let's test. And they found, what, maybe 10% more of those blood samples had coronavirus. And those are people in Italy by September 3rd. Now, we've talked about immunology a lot on this show. All right, now you know why medical school isn't very fun. Okay? But I think we've all learned that if somebody has an antibody, that means they had to have been exposed weeks before. So when you hear of these cases brought up, well, we saw, you know, we found this in China. They looked at sewage. They looked at old sewage. I don't know who stores that stuff, but apparently they decided to look at somebody's poo-poo back from September. Found evidence of coronavirus in some of the sewage. It's not that they were testing. They didn't have a SARS-CoV-2 antibody test available back then. What they did is that back then, we're talking months ago, a year ago, but what they did do is they used our technology now and they tested old samples. So my guess is that, you know, I mean, if they don't have samples of people from last July, from maybe 2 years ago, we won't know. So then one of your questions is, well, then where the hell did this virus come from? Well, we still think it came from bats. Don't discredit the whole bat theory. Apparently the virus has been researched and has been found in bats. How it went from bat to human is still being investigated. I mean, everybody talks about bat soup. I am dying to have bat soup. It just sounds like it's like meaty and tangy. Just sounds like it'd be awesome. For some reason, I just find that really yummy sounding. I don't like hard-boiled eggs, okay? And, you know, I'm not a really big fan of Brussels sprouts, but, man, I want to try some bat soup. Maybe this was some sort of maybe people contracted it that way, or maybe a bat bit somebody. You know, or the virus mutated where it could be more airborne and a bat breathed on, you know, cats can give humans, you know, pneumonic plague and stuff. I mean, you know, there's diseases out there that can be spread, zoonotic, we call them, from animals to humans. So we're still figuring that out. But whoever patient zero was, they said it was a woman eating a bat in a fish market. That was the original story. No, don't blame the woman and don't blame the bat. But I am not surprised that the virus has been around, you know, longer. My question then to those people in Italy, those healthcare workers in Italy, or in America, or in, you know, wherever the COVID virus was found, is did you see hospitalizations? Did you see respiratory distress? Did you see the type of COVID pneumonia back then? Now, we save all our specimens and all our biopsies and all our CT scans. There is a certain appearance that COVID pneumonia has versus a strep pneumonia or a fungal pneumonia. And, you know, did you see any of these cases back in September, October? And then the question is, you know, why didn't we see more numbers? Why, you know, why did we only kind of get the alert? We only really started to talk about it after China came forward and the doctor in China came forward and then later died himself from, you know, COVID, which has brought a lot of skepticism as well, conjecture. But, I mean, we were talking about, oh, my God, we have all these people dying of COVID. I'd really like to know, what did our healthcare, our hospitalists see early on, like November, October? Now, it could just be that it was a new virus and it took a while to get to America. That's our working theory. Our working theory is that when the winter travel started, more people with COVID came to America and then they spread it here. And it makes sense. If you look at the epidemiology of it, I mean, when you see the spread and the number of cases, you know, but the number of cases also wasn't like a fixed linear sort of measurement. It also depended on us having testing. So when we hear, oh my God, cases are going up, people are like, well, yeah, because you're testing more. I mean, if you were only testing 5 out of every 1,000 people before, you're not going to have the positivity rates that we have now that we're testing 500 out of every 1,000 people. So, you know, the numbers, you know, can be skewed. But I would really like to know what we saw here in America. Because my question with this is not that I want to entertain any conspiracy theories or anything like that, is if we got hit with this, I mean, we really got hit with this out of left field. I mean, all of a sudden, we got caught with our pants down with this one. And we had to scramble, and we had to find ventilators, and we had to bring in warships, you know, for beds. And I'd like to kind of go back and go, you know, if it was here, where were the signs? Why didn't we have the signs? Is it because nobody listened to the doctors? Did some doctors go, look, you know, we published a paper on this, there's a kind of a weird sort of pneumonia, and nobody read the paper? Is it because media wasn't covering it? Where did we go wrong? Because there is no way our first COVID cases were December 28th. There's no way. We had to have had this here sooner. So then what did we miss? Because this, I mean, we shouldn't have in 2020 have been so under prepared for a respiratory virus when we've been battling flu and pneumonia, successfully battling tuberculosis, cancer, all the things that we've been able to do. Why did this one catch us off guard? So let's go back and see what the hell happened last fall. Now, the next question people are having is why, in Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob's name, is our task force waiting till December 10th to, you know, evaluate the vaccine when the UK is already on it? Well, remember, the UK, you know, they wake up, right? They get their tea. Go have a spoon of tea. The health of tea, and we are going to get into bloody, we are going to get into a bloody row if we don't get this, this vaccine approved. And so they're all over it. I'm sure the queen was already all over it. I've been watching The Crown, man. She's one tough cookie. She's probably like, oh, bloody hell, you take it so long. So they got their, they're already on it. They're going to get, you know, those in the nursing homes done, you know, vaccinated healthcare workers, those over 80, then those over 75, then those over 70. So they've already got a plan. They're on it. So what's taking so long in America? Well, what's taking so long is we have issues with our media. If America looks like at all that they rushed this, they are going to pay miserably for that. So they need to look like they're taking their time. They need to look like they're being thorough. And by the way, you do want to be thorough. Okay? You don't want to rush this decision. Okay? You need to make sure that nobody is pitching us some BS. That the vaccine is 95% effective or 94.9% effective like Moderna or AstraZeneca, 90% effective. I mean, they want to know what we're dealing with. Before they go into the expense, before they make people roll up their sleeves, they want to know that what they're dealing with is fine. And they set a date. So when all this was going on, somebody had the cojones to go, all right, guys, December 10th. We're going to do this December 10th. Well, that took a lot of cojones to come up with a date before we even had conclusive evidence of the studies completely done. And then now, I believe the studies are nearing completion. I don't know which of the studies is 100% done. But if in America our standards are, we're going to wait till the study is done, and it was done correctly, then, it's going to take a little while longer. If this is because they don't want the media to rip them a new one, or they set a date, and everybody has vacation plans, and, you know, they have other things to do on their schedule, you know, then, yeah, I have a problem with that. But I think, you know, the UK kind of beating us to the punch with this one, you know, maybe the UK has less red tape, I don't know. But in America, we do things a little slower. It already is a speedy process, you know, warp speed, unfortunately, not my favorite name.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed. This law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Finally, this week, we're seeing cracks starting to form in the Democratic leader's stone wall.
Speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's optimistic that a new coronavirus stimulus package can be done before everyone heads home for Christmas. The Kentucky Republican continues.
We need to put partisanship aside and get more bipartisan targeted coronavirus relief out to the American people.
Georgia's Secretary of State says it looks like all the counties will make tonight's midnight deadline for the recount. Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger saying the recount isn't exposing any big issues.
We have seen no substantial changes to the results from any county so far, and that's what we expected.
Raffensperger also saying interest in January 5th runoff election is very high. USA Radio News. Coronavirus Task Force member and infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci is giving Americans hope that life as we know it could return next year.
They get vaccinated through April, May, and June. You can get back to normal, or at least approaching close to normal, as you get into the late summer and early fall.
Regarding the safety of a vaccine and if he would be vaccinated, Fauci says,
when the FDA approves a vaccine, I, when my turn comes up, will definitely get vaccinated, and I will recommend to my family that they get vaccinated.
Former President Barack Obama says Democratic candidates lose support when they endorse what he calls snappy slogans such as defund the police. Obama making the comments to the political website Axios. They echo comments made by House Majority Whip James Clyburn, who said last month that Democrats lost several seats in the House because of the defund police debate. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The lame will lead, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So most of us have a family member that is transgender. I don't know if really that's going to be the term. Well, we're going to continue to use, but where we have, you know, somebody who we love that was born one gender and wants to be a different gender. And Ellen Page is a great actress. Many of you remember her from X-Men. I forget what her power was. Juno Star. She is now Elliot Page, pronouns he and they. And Ellen Page had come out saying, I'm now Elliot Page, and is becoming... identifying as male. Took a lot of guts, a lot of support for that decision to be made, is being made publicly. I think as Ellen, she was very, very pretty. Elliot thinks still going to be very, very attractive. And so, you know, power to him. So congratulations on your decision. But, you know, I thought we should probably spend a minute or two talking about how often do people consider being a different gender? And I think it's a lot more often than you think. Now, we don't really have studies. We don't really have a lot of surveys. There's a lot of anecdotal, or I don't want to maybe not say anecdotal, but there's been a lot of scientific sort of surveys or threads. And many people have thought of being another gender. Doesn't necessarily mean they are officially transgender. It just means people sometimes don't like so much, you know, the cards that were dealt them. Now, I'm going to be very, very honest. When I was a little girl, I was very frustrated that I was a girl. Okay? And I was scared to death of having boobs. You know, my mom had boobs. My aunt had boobs. My sister had boobs. And I'm like, I don't want those. I want to run and play. I don't want boobs. Yes, got me out of a lot of traffic tickets later, so I'm very, very grateful for these puppies. But back then, as a kid, scared the hell out of me. I didn't like the girl toys. I mean, maybe the Betty Crocker if I could eat cake. But don't have me sit down and do a tea party. I really didn't want to do that. I wanted to play on my big wheel. I liked playing with the boys. I liked my dad more than my mom as a little kid. You always do. You're always daddy's little girl. I hated that I couldn't pee while standing up. You know, I get a lot of criticism because I tell people that I pee in the shower sometimes, but because that's when I get to stand and pee. Women don't want to sit and have to pee all the time. We want to stand. We've got things to do. We're busy people. Why do we have to sit and then get back up? You know, if you got bad knees, it's a pain in the butt. If I got to go, let me just go. I can't go to a corner and just, you know, whip it out and, you know. So, I have found that being a woman wasn't really all that it was cracked up to be. I come from a long line of women, very, very powerful. They didn't burn their bra because they needed their bra. They're like, you know what, I'm going to keep my bra on because I really kind of need it. Not going to be able to ride the bus home without it, so I'm going to be wearing my bra. So they kept the bras on. But, you know, most of the women in my family weren't, you know, were kind of trendsetters in terms of, you know, in the family being, you know, we got this, we can do this, we got this. And maybe it's because most of the men in our family got sick or, you know, died young. And so, you know, we had to kind of take care of themselves. So I got an earful of, you know, what I needed to do in terms of breaking stereotypes and how, you know, I'm not going to be able to rely on somebody to do all this for me. And then, you know, and I did. I, you know, managed a lot of my things, could, you know, install my own car stereo, could change my own car oil. I could do my own, a lot of women can, you know, and then now that I'm married, I can't even, you know, kill a spider. I like, Corey, there's a spider. So I'm starting to soften up. I've softened up a lot. But, you get your period, being a woman is not fun. So I have definitely given a lot of thought of wouldn't life have been easier if I was a dude? Then you read a book or you watch the movie Titanic and you're like, oh, no, I'm a female. Let me and my babies go. And yeah, we're girls. See my ovaries? Let me get on the boat. So guys, my guess is the average dude was sometimes like, gosh, it seems easier to be a girl. Yeah, they get on the boat if the boat's sinking. You know, ladies first, I'm hungry. I'm sure that many men out there have thought that, you know, women get to sign up for the gym free, right? You know, women free, you sign up free, or ladies night, women get drinks, guys don't. You know, there's a lot of advantages we women sometimes get to take, you know? Corey rarely gets out of a ticket. When he gets pulled over, he gets a ticket. I still have, I think I'm, now that I'm a little older, maybe 80% of the time I could get out of a ticket. I'm like, oh, everybody else, oh, I'm so sorry. My driver's license is here in the bra that I didn't burn. Because women should wear bras. I don't know what I do, but I don't know what I do, but most of the time I don't get the ticket. So, you know, I think the average, when do you decide that you're transgender or that you need to make that change? You know, I mean, what I have as a child, because I think back to this, I really liked playing with the boys. I really liked the boy toys. I really didn't like the chick flicks. And by the way, those are stereotypes that, thank God, women have kind of smashed. You know, but I hated being in Girl Scouts. In Girl Scouts, we were doing, like, weaving and home ec. And I wanted to, I mean, in school, I wanted to be in shop. I wanted to do what the Boy Scouts were doing. The Boy Scouts were learning how to make campfires. The Boy Scouts were camping. They were learning how to fish. They were learning. That's the stuff I wanted to do. I didn't want to do arts and crafts. Arts and crafts for me sucked. Now, mind you, you get me some good, you know, 64 pack of crayons, I could be happy for an hour or two, right? And I love glitter, you know, and I love decorating. But if I had a choice, let me hang out with the dudes. I'd rather do that. And so, you know, for me, did I ever think about, you know, wanting to turn into a boy? No, I never thought that was a choice, you know. And if there was, if I had that choice in the 80s, where before I grew, well, I think I grew boobs, like, in the womb. That was kind of, gosh, once those suckers came, I was like, wait, they hurt, by the way. I don't know if you guys know, but when girls start to have their breasts, it is painful. You think testicle pain during puberty hurts. People bang into you in the hall, and oh my God, I thought I had cancer. I was so scared, and I walk into my mom, and I'm crying, and I'm like, Mom, I think I have cancer. And, you know, she was really calm. My mom was always calm. She wasn't calm. She'd throw fits all the time, but when it came to crises, she was always calm. And she's like, tell me what's going on. I go, you know, my boobies hurt. And she's like, oh, no, that's just, you know, you got breast buds and you're going through puberty and all that. I go, this sucks. So I learned very on the, you know, puberty side. And you know, she's like, wait, you're going to bleed soon. It's like, what? So, would I have made that choice when I was younger? If I had a choice that I could become a boy, would I have? And the answer is no. I think I had such a love for guys, and I had crushes and boyfriends ever since I was in the first grade, that at that time, I thought, you know, I'm supposed to, based on who I was supposed to marry a guy, or I was supposed to, so I wanted to hang out with the guys, but, you know, once I learned about sex, and once I learned that I really like guys and all that, I was like, you know what, then I think I'm going to stay. So I don't know if I would have taken that jump to change, but other people are, and it's you're more and more, we're seeing more of the embracing of, you know, I don't have to be the gender I was born with. Yes, there's a lot of debate on whether government should pay for it or not. That's a debate for a different day. But, you know, it's really interesting, you know, to think back, and I think many of us have had those moments where we're like, do I really, you know, is this really how I want to live my life? But we didn't get that choice back then. So when people say, you know, gosh, you know, there's so many people coming out and they're you know, changing their gender, why so many? I think it's always been that way. I think many of us have kind of doubted, you know, is this, you know, really who I want to be? And then we're like, oh, yeah. Once you, you know, there's kind of that, you know, moment where you figure, oh, you know what? No, this is cool. I think I'm good. And I mean, for me, it was, you know, hearing what happened with the Titanic. That was like, you know, I'm good. I'll pee in the shower. If I have to stand up, I'll, you know, be fine. But it's, I think a lot of people might have changed in the 80s, in the 70s, done the transformation in the 60s if they could have. So, you know, that's where we are. 1-877-DOCTOR-SALLY. Don't go away.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are... are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a little bit more activity around the stimulus deal. Nancy Pelosi and House Speaker and the House and Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of the Senate have floated fresh coronavirus relief packages. Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin has resumed stimulus talks. Thank you, people, for doing your job. We're paying for our legislators to be there, and it would really be nice to see them do some work and not just sit there and complain or you know, party, depending on if their election went their if the election went their way. The deal, including a second stimulus check, is still unclear. From what we understand, a group of bipartisan lawmakers yesterday, which we discussed, announced a $908 billion stimulus proposal. The lawmakers included senators from both parties, as well as members of the, quote, bipartisan problem solvers caucus in the House. Now, in it, the plan includes $300 weekly enhanced federal unemployment for 4 months. So extending to March, there'd be an extra $300 a week rather than the $600. $160 billion in state and local aid. Short-term liability protection for businesses. Should be long-term liability, because once the protection drops, if the statutes of limitations still exist, then the lawsuits are going to happen. $82 billion for education, $45 billion for transportation, including airlines. They need to bail out the airlines. $25 billion for housing assistance. $228 billion for the Paycheck Protection Program, which helps small businesses. They said much of the funding for the proposal comes from appropriations under the CARES Act. The $908 billion framework includes $348 billion in new funds. So what is missing is a second $1,200 stimulus check. Now, again, not sure why that, you know, that was a very, very popular plan, but did it do much? I mean, you know, having an extra $1,200 surely helped with rent and all that, but I'm wondering if what they want to do, because in this they haven't discussed also, oh, there we go, the housing assistance. If they can help people with the rent, if they can help increase access to food and benefits and other forms of aid, then is the stimulus check needed? Well, when you lose your job, it all helps, so it's all needed. But it sounds like maybe the reason why the stimulus check isn't involved is because enhancing the unemployment benefits might actually change then who receives a stimulus check, because with enhanced unemployment, well, no, I don't think so. I just don't think they're just really including it. So we'll keep you guys posted on that, but it sounds like they are moving forward, and details have not been released. What we are hearing is McConnell rejected part of the $908 billion proposal. He wanted a targeted relief package and include $250 billion for paycheck protection, $105 billion for education, $16 billion for testing, postal service assistance, coronavirus liability protection, and extended enhanced unemployment benefits for 1 month with a two-month phase-out. So Mnuchin and Pelosi, apparently they talked yesterday. Biden wants more COVID-19 aid. So do we think they're going to come up with a plan before they leave for Christmas? I think the spending bill has to pass before December 11th to avoid a government shutdown. So they still have 9 days. But, there has been a lot of other concerns. So what else is going to expire at the end of this month? Well, the eviction moratorium, the federal student loan payment suspension, the employee retention tax credit, state and local government aid, 13-week extension of unemployment benefits, and then unemployment benefits for freelancers and contract workers or gig workers under the pandemic unemployment assistance. On top of that, we're hearing that a lot of the pandemic unemployment benefits weren't paid in many states. Apparently, this is a watchdog group has reported that the majority of states have underpaid jobless Americans who rely on the PUA, Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program, because they didn't adjust their benefits based on wages. Those workers are supposed to be entitled to what they missed out on. They said the majority of states have been paying the minimum allowable benefit instead of the amount they were eligible for based on prior earnings. States should pay the difference between the amount previously paid and the amount owed for all weeks of unemployment that the individual files during the pandemic assistance. So 9 million of the 20 million workers receiving unemployment benefits rely on the PUA, which is available to gig workers, contractors, and self-employed. So under the PUA, established under the CARES Act, states were allowed to initially approve people for the minimum unemployment benefit. But states were supposed to recalculate the benefit amount based on their actual income. So if, let's say, $400 a week is the minimum in your state, if you were making a lot more than that, your unemployment is based on a percentage of what you made. And I understand it's overwhelming. You know, where's all this money coming from? And, you know, but, you know, for those people that got themselves into an apartment or into a mortgage where, you know, the $400 doesn't, in fact, a lot of people didn't get that extra $600 a week either. They were supposed to. A lot of people didn't. And then some people, they just didn't even get their unemployment. They said 27 of the 41 states in the report have been paying with 25% of the benefits minimum. 10 states were paying within 10% of the minimum amount. So many workers in those states were getting less than they should have. The average benefits paid in September were $114 to $357 per week, compared with an average of $181 to $466 per week for unemployed workers on regular unemployment insurance benefits. So that's a lot of money for people who kind of needed their benefits. And we saw on Facebook and social media people crying for help, going, look, I haven't even gotten my benefits, or I'm getting underpaid, or money's being deducted. What's going on here? And when you would call the unemployment office, just ringing or message or just a loop. So not easy. So moving on to Christmas shopping. Many of you guys, we've kind of talked about how to shop as inexpensively as you can. I do not pay for shipping. I refuse to do that, but you need to be careful because some companies will say, well, yeah, you know, if you spend $125, then we'll do free shipping. And they have a right to do that because, you know, shipping costs money. But, you know, if you only wanted to buy a $40 item, now you could be kind of, you know, forced to pay, spend another $85 that you wouldn't have done that. So be careful. Well, Walmart is trying to compete with Amazon Prime. And Walmart has a plus service. So now, Walmart Plus will include no-charge shipping. So CNBC reports that Walmart Plus is dropping its $35 order minimum for free 1 or 2 day shipping as of December 4th, so you don't have to add anything superfluous to your order, just get free shipping. And the loosened restrictions do not apply to deliveries from Walmart stores. Apparently, Walmart Plus costs $98 a year. So I don't know if you guys have Amazon Prime or Walmart Plus. I think it's worth it. You know, I'll tell you guys if I think it's a scam. But if you do order a lot of your food or a lot of your supplies for the house from home, the free shipping is, I think, worth it. Originally, for us, Amazon Prime wasn't because I rarely shopped online. If I needed something, I went to the grocery store. But now with Amazon, because you can buy groceries, because you can buy toiletries and things like that, I probably shop on Amazon every couple weeks. Well, I could make my money back. With Walmart, $98 a year, people are like, you're going to ask me to spend another $100 a year, but if rather than you walking into a Walmart every week for groceries, you're now getting them online? So, you know, I get why these companies are doing that, and good for them. I think having a subscription that allows free shipping is great. The only thing is many companies out there that are hurting are going to not require you to, you know, do the deal. They'll be like, look, you're going to get free shipping anyway. So it'll be interesting to see how Amazon and Walmart changes if the free shipping starts to kind of continue. But shipping costs money. You know, they need the box, they need the delivery, they have to pay it. It costs money. So if you do have a place that offers free shipping, don't be surprised if the product is more expensive. 1-877-DOCFELLY.
The and stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.